whether it's Michael Kors or Coach or Kate Spade. We've got a wonderful duty-free, which is very experiential in Terminal D. So I would say when you're coming out to the Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport, allow yourself some time to shop and dine and just take full scenery of all of the new and interesting things that are going on in the airport.
You're listening to the podcast, We Are Dallas-Fort Worth. Discover big things and big ideas happening in the Big D. Dallas-Fort Worth Airport, as we know here, we just call it DFW or DFW Airport, has been recognized as the 2019 Airport of the Year by Air Transport World. So this honor recognizes DFW's innovation in a world-class customer experience, global leadership and sustainability, efficient operation, excellent partnerships with airlines, and collaboration with local communities to further the development and the economic benefits of aviation in the DFW region. So today I have Zenola Campbell, who is the Vice President of Concessions at DFW Airport. Welcome to the podcast, Zenola.
Thank you.
So right now, if you could tell me, what is the hottest, newest place at DFW?
Actually, there's a couple of them.
Okay,
I would say Maggiano's in Terminal C.
Okay.
Papado's in Terminal A. And Chick-fil-A.
Oh, girl. If I mention Chick-fil-A to my audience, my Facebook page blows up because of Chick-fil-A. Now, Papado's, that's new? I thought Papado's had been there for a while.
Well, actually, we just opened up in the past year. A new Papado's in Terminal C.
Okay.
And of course, the one in Terminal A is always a favorite of travelers because of its uniqueness of going downstairs into what used to be the old train station. And Maggiano's is brand new, opening in the last few months. And it is the first Maggiano's in an airport.
Maggiano's, and Maggiano's, that is that a local Dallas restaurant?
Actually, it is a Dallas-based restaurant, though they have locations throughout the states.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm thinking it's either Plano, originally in Plano, or Dallas. I'm not...
Yeah, yeah. The one over by North Park Mall, I think, was one of the first ones.
One of the first, yeah. That's... People love, love, love Maggiano's. You get a good meal. Okay, so knowing that all of this is there's a zillion things. And it's interesting living here because I don't think I have the same experience as a visitor coming into DFW. I'm kind of used to it. I'm always looking for the new place. How much time, this is one of the questions I actually got from our readers, because I asked them, I said, hey, I'm going to be talking to Zenola Campbell from DFW. And they said, well, how much time before a flight takes off should we get to DFW Airport if we want to experience some of the new restaurants and have a meal?
You know, the recommended time anyway is in like 2 hours, but certainly if you can allow yourself an hour and a half to get to the airport and take advantage of some of the shopping and dining experiences, whether it be the Maggiano's or the Shinsei, which is a Dallas-based Asian fusion restaurant on Terminal D, or Rio Mambo, or Flying Saucer out of Fort Worth.
Yeah.
So there's lots of choices and gives you an opportunity to decide what you'd like to have and to really sit down and enjoy your meal.
I think you're right. 2 hours. Well, 2 hours is the recommended time. I would even lean towards more time to really, like, there's just
I would do
so
nothing
much
better than to have you hang out just at the airport all day.
Okay.
There's lots to do.
There is so much to do. There's so much to eat. And then, you know what I do? I'll pick out a restaurant. I figure out, okay, this is the terminal I'm going to take out of. And I have taken probably, I used to fly all the time for my job, probably 500 flights out of DFW alone so far in my life. And it's definitely slowed down a lot. Okay, so I have a question. Somebody said to me, hey, Becca, I've got a layover at DFW. Come hang out with me. And this was a good friend of mine. And I thought, how do I do that? Is that something that people do because they have long layovers? How would someone meet up at DFW Airport and have a meal with somebody else?
Well, I would say if you want to come out of the restaurant and go to the Grand Hyatt, I mean, come out of the airport right there in Terminal D, and just go upstairs to the Grand Hyatt and have a great meal there. It's one of the best airport hotels, and actually just hotels, experiences out of the Hyatt portfolio.
Okay. So would the traveler have to exit out of the secure area?
Yes.
To do this? And then they'd have to plan for enough time to go back through security?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So there needs to be a little bit more between the two people. There needs to be communication on how much time is allotted. And they might need the same amount of time, maybe 2 hours to exit out, have a meal, and then get back into security.
That's about right.
About, yeah, give or take, depending on the time of day. Cool. Okay, so one of the things I've noticed at DFW and different airports I've traveled to is, well, I guess almost everywhere, there's this workstation trend growing of plugging in your laptop, your iPhone, and working. And places are making this so much more convenient, especially if you're on a long trip and you're losing juice and your computer's about to die. How has DFW identified this trend? They put in USB ports and plug-in stations anywhere in the airport.
Yes, we have plugs and USB in the majority of the seats, and through American Airlines as well as through the airport, we have workstations in all the terminals, as well as our clubs offer a great opportunity for you to plug in and relax and or do work. We have the Centurion Lounge, which is an American Express product.
Okay.
We have the ADL or DFW Club, which is through Priority Pass. And we are, as well as American Airlines and some of the other airlines have clubs. Priority Pass is a international lounge provider. They have lounges all over the world. And they actually have a club at DFW. And we recently awarded Plaza Premium, which is another international lounge provider. They'll be taking over one of the clubs in Terminal D and renovating that, as well as opening a new club in Terminal E as an Edward.
Cool. How would somebody be able to enter that club? Do they need a membership?
For the Centurion Lounge, you would have to be a Platinum Card holder.
Okay.
For the other for the new Plaza Premium lounges that are going to be opening, those are either membership or day passes or through the other airline providers. And through Priority Pass, that's either through a day pass or through a membership.
Okay. Okay, so there's a pay to play into getting
yes.
into these clubs, which I've been, now that's something I was never able to expense. So I never had the pleasure until I was an invited guest one time. And I thought, this is probably, if you travel a lot, one of the best investments you could make. What do you recommend for people? It's an odd question. Someone had to sleep over in the airport. If there's a weather delay or somebody missed a connection, whatever the reason might be, what does someone do if they find themselves having to sleep over last minute at the airport and they have to catch their flight out first thing in the morning? What's your best
tip? Minute suites.
I've been in an airport. We landed at midnight and I had to catch a flight at 5 a.m. It was a small airport, so I ended up sleeping in the chapel with a few other ladies. It seemed like the best option. We didn't have a minute suites. And I woke up. I don't even know if I ever even fell asleep. And there was a cat in a little carrier staring at me. It was an odd experience. I'm like, where was minute suites? So tell me more about minute suites.
Well, we have minute suites, and that's in Terminal D.
Okay.
And in Terminal A. And they offer like little private rooms where you can relax, you can take a nap, you can watch TV, you can do your work. And that is a rental by the hour. And particularly if we have, and they have shower facilities as well.
Mm.
So that's definitely one recommendation. The other is that the airport has two hotels right on property. One is the Grand Hyatt, which is located outside of Terminal D. And the Hyatt Regency, which is located outside of Terminal C, is in Charlotte.
You guys have one of the busiest runways in the country, and it just got an overhaul, $138 million overhaul. What's coming up for 2019 for DFW Airport?
Well, certainly there's still a lot of renovation that needs to be done in regards to the runways as well as our flyover bridges. Those are products that are being renovated. We finished up our terminal renewal and improvement program, and constantly looking for ways in which that we can enhance the customer experience.
Is there a place for customers, visitors, to leave feedback or recommendations of things that they would like to see?
Contact our headquarters and certainly give us feedback.
Perfect. Very good. Well, let's transition over from something a little less serious, although that was a fun conversation. It's almost lunchtime, so I'm thinking about Papados now. but I probably won't make it over to the DFW Airport to do it, but maybe next time. I want to ask you some of your favorites. So you, Zanola, what are some of your favorites in the DFW Metroplex? I usually just call it Dallas, and Dallas is defined differently for wherever you live in this Metroplex. So what is your favorite hangout here?
Oh, wow. I enjoy the Bishop Arts area. I enjoy Las Colinas and being around Lake Carillon and walking around the lake and visiting some of the restaurants there. I enjoy being in town, the old Trinity Grove area that has some really neat experiences down there. And there's just such neat restaurants in both Dallas and the city of Fort Worth. It's hard to name them all. I'm pretty much a open person when it comes to experiencing new restaurants and experiences.
Well, you live in the right place, because every time I look online, something new, something fabulous opening. I mean, if you could name a favorite restaurant of yours, just one, do you have one?
Mm.
Mm-hmm. I know.
I don't have just one.
I know. Nobody does. Nobody does.
Wow.
Okay. A top... Last meal before you have to move from Dallas and move to a small town in the Midwest. Where would you grab a bite?
Trulux.
Okay. I got it out of you.
Yes.
Trulux. That's a good one. Trulux is in, that's down
well,
in.
There's one downtown mm-hmm. Dallas and there's one in Southwick.
Yeah. Okay. So do you have a go-to grocery store?
Oh, Central Market and Market Street.
Mm, yeah, both experiential. Of course you would. You are the expert in all things food. Are you a coffee or tea gal?
Love tea, love coffee.
Okay. Favorite cafe?
Coffee. I love Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
okay, you're in the Dunkin' Donuts camp. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay, final question for you. Now, this could be for you, or it could be for somebody maybe moving into town, one of the new residents coming to DFW. Do you have a DFW bucket list item you'd like to check off?
Actually, there's a couple. Certainly going down to Clyde Park,
mm-hmm.
A lot of fun down there. I fly in Plano, and Topgolf.
Okay. So have you done I fly, or is that on your bucket
list? I have not done I fly.
Oh, okay.
The other two I have. So I fly is on my list.
It's on your list. Now, a friend of mine told me that should be on my list. I'm like, wait a second. I don't think you can make my list. I'm scared to death, but I'm really curious. So I have to find out if you do it. I have to find out if it's scary at all or just totally exhilarating when you go for it.
Right.
Okay. So lastly, I'm sure all of us from DFW know where to go, but I'm going to let you share any of the social channels. Where can listeners find more on DFW Airport?
Actually, on our website.
Okay.
Definitely want to turn into dfwairport.com, and there's lots of information there. Like us on Facebook, or Instagram. Our social media folks are all over.
Well, is there anything I forgot to ask you before we sign off here, or anything you want to add to the conversation?
Well, I would just like to say that besides eating, we have some great shopping opportunities as well. Whether it's Michael Kors or Coach or Kate Spade, we've got a wonderful duty free, which is very experiential in Terminal D. So I would say when you're coming out to the Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport, allow yourself some time to shop and dine and just take full scenery of all of the new and interesting things that are going on in the airport.
Awesome. Well, I have to say, you guys have done a fantastic job. It is a world-class airport, which is why you have been recognized. It is totally experiential, and you can, unlike when my folks would travel back in the day and bring home a silly little treasure, you guys could do some real, real epic shopping and dining.
Absolutely.
At DFW. Like, it's epic. You could get a real gift that people will treasure over at DFW. So I definitely second that. Leaving yourself enough time, bring some money and have an awesome time on your trip. Well, Zanola, thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate you sharing with me some of the insight on DFW Airport.
Great. Thank you very much.